serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Biden administration still weighing options in response to the drone attack that killed those three American service members in Jordan.
U.S. forces in the region have come under attack at least 165 times since the start of Israel's war against Hamas. The U.S. military has responded with airstrikes against Iranian-backed militants in Iraq and Yemen. As for striking inside Iran, a senior U.S. official says Biden has deep misgivings, fearing the conflict could further escalate.
That's ABC's M. Nguyen. Details of the attack coming to light, including that U.S. forces may have mistaken the enemy drone for a U.S. drone, which is why it got through security systems. The Homeland Security Secretary expecting a House committee will vote on articles of impeachment against him today. House Republicans say Alejandro Mayorkas has lied to Congress about the southern border. Illinois, the latest state to consider whether to keep Donald Trump on the primary ballot after a recommendation that he be removed. This is ABC News. The final gold medal of the 2022 Winter Olympics now being announced. The International Skating Union confirming the U.S. will get team gold in the skating competition. An international sporting court just officially disqualifying a Russian figure skating for doping, dropping the Russian team out of first place. Brace yourself for some pain in the pump.
Gas prices have been relatively stable now for weeks, down a few pennies and up a few and then down again. But analysts say drivers are about to get a shock as refineries start switching to more expensive summer blends of gas and demand rises going towards summer. Prices between mid-next month to May could go up 85 cents a gallon. And any conflict in the Mideast could make that even worse.
That's ABC's Alex Stone. No surprise to anybody who drives around New York City, but a new study says Big Apple has the worst traffic in the country. GPS company TomTom says it takes an average of nearly 25 minutes to go 6 miles in New York. Number two on the list, Washington, D.C. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin lawmakers have until the end of next month to put up $7.5 million in matching funds to move to the next step in being a regional federal tech hub. Lisa Johnson heads the group leading the effort. She tells WISN-TV's Upfront she's encouraged by the bipartisan support.
Even though our biohealth industries tend to be in Madison and Milwaukee, we have entrepreneurs throughout the state. We have manufacturing throughout the state.
The Joint Finance Committee is scheduled to take up the matching funds this week. Vaping in Wisconsin is among the lowest in the United States, according to a new study. Forbes Advisory ranks Wisconsin number 40 in the nation for e-cigarette use. Only 3.3% of Wisconsin adults tell the study they vape every day. The national average is 3.8%. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Stockbox is a program that provides healthy food every month to improve the diet and nutrition of lower-income seniors 60 and over. Monthly food packages include canned fruits, canned vegetables, cereal, canned and dry milk. If you would be interested in this program or if you have questions, please contact Cheyenne Litvinoff at 715-339-2158 or email cheyenne.litvinoff@co.price.wi.us.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
The Bucks fall in Denver. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks lose 113-107 in Denver. 25 points and a triple-double for the Nuggets' Nikola Jokic. But new head coach Doc Rivers says the Bucks made him work for it as they try to improve their defense.
When he takes 25 shots, it means a couple things. Number one, he couldn't find guys the way he wanted to. And then number two, that means he had to force a lot of tough shots. That's what our defense has to be.
Giannis Antetokounmpo named the NBA's Eastern Conference Player of the Week. It's the second time this season and the 23rd time in his career. Baseball, the Brewers' new first baseman, Rhys Hoskins, spoke to reporters about leaving the Phillies in free agency and why he thought the Brewers might offer him a contract.
Milwaukee was always a great paper fit. I've talked to a bunch of guys either on the team or that have played there in the past. It just fit even more so with, you know, the type of culture that they have and what I'm trying to accomplish.
That's Brewers' first baseman, Rhys Hoskins. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
A little freezing drizzle, maybe a few flurries this morning. Then it's going to be mostly cloudy all day long today. Our high right around 36 this afternoon with wind out of the north at 10 to 20. Tonight, partly cloudy. We'll drop to 27. Tomorrow, sunny, warmer, a bit breezy with a high right around 44. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 32.
Today's hottest country.
The biggest stars in country music.
Hi, this is Blake Shelton.
Hey, it's Morgan Wallen.
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah.
98 Q Country.
Driving through town, just my boy and me, with a Happy Meal in his booster seat. Knowing that he couldn't have the toy till his nuggets were gone. A green traffic light turned straight to red. I hit my brakes and mumbled under my breath. His fries went a-flying and his orange drink covered his lap. Well, in my four-year-old set of four-letter word. It started with S, and I was concerned. Talk like that. He said, I've been watching you, Dad, ain't that cool? I'm your buckaroo, I wanna be like you and eat all my food and grow as tall as you are. We got cowboy boots and camo pants, yeah, we're just alike, hey, ain't we, Dad?
Country.
myself. The last time giving your heart away to someone else. Yeah, we could be some history in the making, girl.
Online at 98qcountry.com.
Thank you.
Well, 98Q Country, the country hits of today, and some of those great classics like that one right there from yesterday. I hope you're doing all right here this morning. We have a Tuesday, the second to last day of the month of January, awaiting you, and more of the same temperature wise. Little bit of a coating on the car. If your car was not parked in a garage last night, you will need to take a few extra moments here this morning
to scrape off some of the snow and kind of an ice cover on there with those temperatures right at 32 degrees. There is definitely a coating on the vehicle. So again, if you're not in the garage, take a few extra moments. You're going to need to get that stuff melted off the car before you can drive safely here this morning. For some reason, last night, I had made the decision I was just going to leave my car outside. And there you go. Talking about the coating. There you go. 36 is going to be our high temperature today. 46 tomorrow. 46 on the last day of January tomorrow. And temperatures will continue to linger in that 40-plus range for the foreseeable future. I don't see a high temperature forecasted below freezing until February 11th. And no significant snow still in the forecast. Our bizarro winter weather pattern continues with just no snow. No snow. More snowball fights coming up this morning. Wait a minute. I thought you just said there was no snow. We grabbed some off the field in the back. We've got enough for our snowball throwdown, showdown, mowdown. A couple chances for you to play and win. $25 gift certificates from one of our 18 participating sponsors. 36 gift certificates valued at $25 each. $25 each will be given away over the next few weeks here. Let's get you updates as we do on the morning show, ABC News, with our twice an hour update.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Biden administration still weighing options in response to the drone attack that killed those three American service members in Jordan.
U.S. forces in the region have come under attack at least 165 times since the start of Israel's war against Hamas. The U.S. military has responded with airstrikes against Iranian-backed militants in Iraq and Yemen. As for striking inside Iran, a senior U.S. official says Biden has deep misgivings, fearing the conflict could further escalate.
That's ABC's M. Nguyen. Details of the attack coming to light, including that U.S. forces may have mistaken the enemy drone for a U.S. drone, which is why it got through security systems. The Homeland Security Secretary expecting a House committee will vote on articles of impeachment against him today. House Republicans say Alejandro Mayorkas has lied to Congress about the southern border. Illinois, the latest state to consider whether to keep Donald Trump on the primary ballot after a recommendation that he be removed. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers is touring Wisconsin today to talk up his task force on the healthcare workforce. It's an initiative he announced during his State of the State speech last week. There are stops in Neenah, Wausau, and Fenimore, just to name a few. The governor's office says he'll also talk about efforts to address the challenges facing Wisconsin's healthcare worker shortage. Doctors are urging young people to get vaccinated against human papillomavirus, or HPV, which is linked to cervical cancer. Dr. Monica Wells practices internal medicine.
It's vaccine-preventable cancer, which is pretty exciting when we discovered this in medicine and medical history, because a vaccine that can prevent cancer is phenomenal.
The CDC recommends young people get the vaccine at age 11 or 12. January is Cervical Cancer Awareness Month. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Come on along and join our party.
There's a party on your radio every Saturday morning between 7 and 9 a.m. on It's Polka Time with me, Craig Ebel. You'll hear the latest in polka releases, as well as your old favorites, too. So tune in every Saturday morning at 7 a.m. to It's Polka Time, right here on 98Q Country.
Mom and Pop and Grandpa, too, for it's happy polka.
It's Polka Time with Craig Ebel on WCQM is proudly sponsored by Jack's Corner Bar.
The Bucks lose to the Nuggets. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Denver Nuggets spoiled the debut of Doc Rivers with a 113-107 win over Milwaukee. But the new head coach says it wasn't the Bucks' defense that failed, it was the offense.
I told our guys, anyone who told you you couldn't play defense, lie. You proved that tonight. I thought tonight was an offensive loss.
In college basketball, a new AP Top 25. Wisconsin moves up this week to number 6 after beating Michigan State. The Badgers face the Cornhuskers in Nebraska this Thursday. Marquette now ranked number 9.
after a decisive victory over Seton Hall in Milwaukee. The Golden Eagles are in Villanova, Pennsylvania to take on the Wildcats tonight, looking for their fifth win in a row. Baseball, the Brewers' new first baseman, Reese Hoskins, says he's looking forward to spring training next month, coming off a torn ACL last March.
I'll be stoked to get on the field, but just stoked to get down to Arizona and meet with this medical team and put a plan in place going forward.
That's the Brewers' Reese Hoskins with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Nachos!
Hey, I'll take some.
And some Frank's Red Hot.
Nah.
You're just gonna eat these boring nachos with no flavor. Frank it up! This guy finally gets it!
It's the perfect blend of flavor and heat. Frank's Red Hot. I put that on everything.
This year, wouldn't it be great to stop dealing with thin, brittle, shedding hair and instead have the thick, healthy, gorgeous hair you've always wanted? Now you can by using hair volume from New Nordic. Look for hair volume at your local Walgreens and CVS or online at Amazon.com or NewNordicUSA.com.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
A little freezing drizzle, maybe a few flurries this morning, then it's going to be mostly cloudy all day long today. Our high right around 36 this afternoon with wind out of the north at 10 to 20. Tonight, partly cloudy, we'll drop to 27. Tomorrow, sunny, warmer, a bit breezy with a high right around 44. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 31.
I would like to introduce to you all,
it's Naismith. You set my world on fire. Yes, I'm
gonna... Hi, this is Dylan Scott.
That's the kind you need to find. You just can't have mine.
The best. 98Q Country.
If your kiss turned me to stone, I'd be a statue standing tall in ancient Rome. And if your touch shattered me like glass, I'd be in pieces trying to make the breaking last. If it took one look to turn my days to night, at least I'd have the stars that sparkle in your eyes. There's just some things that leave a man no choice, like a compass needle needing its true north. like a compass needle needing its true north.
Today, 46 tomorrow, close to 40 again for Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. The mild, wimpy weather continues. A little glaze of some freezing precipitation on the windshield this morning, so careful. Careful as you venture out this morning. Winds will be northwest today at about 6 to 12. Pretty nice day. Tomorrow's going to be not only warm, but some sunshine in the afternoon tomorrow. Could be a bright, sunny day tomorrow. A little bit breezy, but not too bad.
right. We've got all the news and sports to come. We had a few area contests last night. We're back with local coverage for you tonight here on 98Q Country as we'll bring you our schedule's winding down here. We've got boys basketball Shawamigan at Prentice for you tonight. And that's a 7:15 varsity tap for that contest tonight. And we'll have it for you right here on 98Q and stream it at 98QCountry.com. You can listen on your phone absolutely free. Just download the Civic Media app and you've got it on your phone 24/7.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency on earth. And if you owe back taxes, the news isn't good. The IRS is raising the interest rate it charges on unpaid taxes, and further rate hikes are expected. Most people don't know it, but the IRS adds interest charges to your tax debts daily. So if you owe the IRS today, you'll owe even more tomorrow. And it doesn't stop until you get right with the IRS. The good news is getting right can start with one phone call to Optima Tax Relief, America's number one tax relief firm. Optima's tax professionals specialize in the Fresh Start Initiative, a powerful IRS program that can save you thousands if you qualify. In fact, the experts at Optima have resolved over $1 billion in tax debt for their clients. Call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-624-7544. 800-624-7544. 800-624-7544.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
We've got Pete with us from Wheelway in Fifield. Pete, we've got some special incentives for folks if they want to get a little work done on their car. You guys got a little incentive for them to do that, right?
Hey, you know what? The holidays are over, but we're still giving discounts down at Wheelway. There's many discounts off brakes, tires, alignments, whatever the issue with your car. You want to make sure it's roadworthy and you can trust it during this winter time.
All right. And if their service, if their work's over $100, you got a little extra discount for them too, right?
Yeah, you know what? 15% goes a long ways.
Yeah, it goes a long ways, whether it's an oil change, alignment, or from all the slipping and sliding they did from the recent snow we had. Maybe they need some new tires. You guys go set them up for you, right?
You finally find out right now. You didn't find out a couple months ago, but yes, there's many discounts off tires right now.
Find out real quick. They can always call down to Wheelway in Fifield. How can they reach you guys down there, Pete?
Hey, give us a call. They're ready for your call at 715-762-2467. The number again is 715-762-2467.
They'll take care of you. Wheelway, Fifield, Wisconsin, just a couple miles south of Park Falls, right on Highway 13.
Rural Mutual Assurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Rural Mutual Insurance, the number one farm insurer in Wisconsin, is here for you even when the weather isn't. With crop hail damage, protect your operation from hail, fire, lightning, and more. Visit ruralmutual.com/farm.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
988 Wisconsin Lifeline, how can I help you?
Share hope, find purpose when you become a 988 Wisconsin Lifeline counselor. The 988 Wisconsin Lifeline provides free and confidential support to anyone experiencing a mental health or substance use crisis. Staffed by Family Services, 988 has experienced tremendous growth, and more statewide counselors are needed to answer calls, texts, and chats to the Lifeline. If you want to share hope and find purpose in your next job, apply now. You can work remotely from anywhere in Wisconsin. Training is provided and flexible hours are available. 988 Wisconsin Lifeline counselors enjoy competitive compensation and benefits packages. Most importantly, you can share hope and find purpose when you become a 988 Wisconsin Lifeline counselor. Apply today at 988lifelinecounselor.org. Family Services is an equal opportunity employer.
Paid for by grants from SAMHSA and the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
A little freezing drizzle, maybe a few flurries this morning. Then it's going to be mostly cloudy all day long today. Our high right around 36 this afternoon with wind out of the north at 10 to 20. Tonight, partly cloudy. We'll drop to 27. Tomorrow, sunny, warmer, a bit breezy with a high right around 44. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 31.
Because it's funny.
I really like that because it exposes me to new music.
It's because it makes you feel something.
98Q Country.
I was lost, you found a way to bring me back. Needed
forgiveness. You always gave me that. Girl, I'm a witness of your looks. You don't be giving up. And it's crazy how you saved me. Hand on the Bible, don't know how I got you, but I couldn't ask for more. Girl, what we got's worth thanking God for. So thank God I get to wake up by your side. And thank God your hand fits perfectly in mine. Thank God you love me when you didn't have to, but you did, and you do, and he knew. Thank God for giving me you.
Slippery out there this morning. Be careful. Temperatures will linger close to that upper 30, near 40 mark today. 36, I believe, is the official high. 46 is what they're forecasting tomorrow. And some afternoon sunshine and could all be gone. All the snow. I ventured over to the Twin Cities this past weekend. And it's just, you get, I don't know, 20, 30 miles south of here. And there's just no sign of snow at all, at least up here a little bit. We got, you know, covering in some areas. That probably is not going to last, though. All the news to come just after 7 o'clock. Our words of wisdom to get this 30th day of January moving here, Focus on the Family, is being brought to you by Park Pharmacy.
Ending a long military deployment can be challenging for couples. The partner at home has acted as a single parent for months. Then the military spouse returns, and it's not automatically clear who should handle which responsibilities. That's a recipe for trouble. When roles aren't clearly defined, the result is usually misunderstanding and conflict. The first thing to remember is that good communication is critical. Ask each other this basic question: who should be responsible for what? Talk through your expectations and come up with a plan you agree on. Some couples work out details before a tour of duty even begins. Other couples prefer to wait until the military spouse is due to return so they can adjust their plans based on how things have changed over the months. Either strategy is an opportunity to get on the same page with each other. The second thing to remember is to be patient. Instead of expecting daily routines to immediately return to normal, allow things to unfold at their own pace for a few weeks. Make your family's reunification the primary goal, not a household that runs like clockwork. Reintegration takes time. Your patience and flexibility will be key. Ending a long military deployment can challenge a marriage, but with open hearts and open communication, your long-awaited reunion can be a time of renewal and reconnection. To help your marriage thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
The words you are about to hear are taken from letters sent in by members of the Trinity Debt Management Program.
Dear Trinity, today I'm making my final credit card payment.
Before I came to you, I was in a constant state of anxiety and panic, but now there is hope for my family's financial future.
Working with Trinity made me understand that I'm not alone.
You really do help people.
Your kindness will never be forgotten.
Without Trinity's support, I would not have achieved my lifelong goal of becoming debt-free.
We saved a lot on interest and penalties, of course, but the reward was the gift of human kindness.
Trinity has carried me through a very difficult time in my life. You're amazing.
I used to feel so anxious and hopeless. Now I feel grace and peace.
God bless Trinity as you continue to help others become debt-free.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Your Health Mart Pharmacy in Park Falls. Park Pharmacy can be trusted to handle all your prescription needs. Your Health Mart pharmacists take the time to get to know you and explain your medications. When you need a prescription filled, come to Park Pharmacy, your Health Mart pharmacy, who has a personal commitment to their community. They care for you and about you. That's Park Pharmacy, downtown Park Falls.
Complete Rain Gutter Services has had their mind in the gutter for over 30 years. Visit CompleteRainGutter.com for a quote.
Want to start saving money today? Well, you're in luck. The 98Q Country Shopping Show is always available online at 98QCountry.com. There you can find local businesses such as nice restaurants or fun shops. Located in Phillips, Prentice, Park Falls, Minocqua, Mellon, and many other locations in the surrounding areas. Save money with 98Q Country today.
I lock up my Old Spice Fiji Aluminum Free Dry Spray to keep that 24/7 lasting freshness safe for myself. Fresh coconuts, palm trees in the wind. It's like catching waves in Fiji. Actually, I just talked myself into a refreshing spritz of Fiji. My Old Spice is missing! No!
This year, wouldn't it be great to stop dealing with thin, brittle, shedding hair and instead have the thick, healthy, gorgeous hair you've always wanted? Now you can by using Hair Volume from New Nordic. Look for Hair Volume at your local Walgreens and CVS or online at Amazon.com or NewNordicUSA.com.
Nachos!
Hey, I'll take some.
And some Frank's Red Hot.
Nah.
You're just going to eat these boring nachos with no flavor. Frank it up! Frank it up! This guy finally gets it.
It's the perfect blend of flavor and heat. Frank's Red Hot. I put that on everything.
A little freezing drizzle, maybe a few flurries this morning. Then it's going to be mostly cloudy all day long today. Our high right around 36 this afternoon with wind out of the north at 10 to 20. Tonight, partly cloudy. We'll drop to 27. Tomorrow, sunny, warmer, a bit breezy with a high right around 44. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 31.
Brand new country.
Drink a watermelon.
So freaking good. I love it.
98Q Country.